And now a bit more about the man at the center of this controversy, Alberto Gonzalez. And for that, we turn to Bill Minutaglio, who's written a biography called The President's Counselor, The Rise to Power of Alberto Gonzalez. The book follows his path to Washington, beginning in the tiny town of Humble, Texas. Gonzalez was the second of eight children, raised in a home with no telephone and no running water. He was a strong student, joined the military, went to Rice University and Harvard Law School. Then, says Minutaglio, Alberto Gonzalez returned to Texas to join the powerhouse Houston law firm Vinson and Elkins.
At that time in the 1980s, if you worked at Vinson and Elkins, which, by the way, pejoratively used to be known as Vinson and Enron because their number one client was Enron, you were certainly going to come into contact with the Bush family. They had deep, deep ties to Vinson and Elkins. The elder George Bush noticed this rising Latino star at the law firm, courted him, asked him to come to Washington in his administration. Gonzalez turned him down. The son, the younger George Bush, knew all about this, had met Gonzalez and kind of kept him on his radar. And later on, when he ascended to a political position, he asked Gonzalez to join him.
Now, when the current President Bush did rise to power, become governor of Texas, he turned to Gonzalez again and again for key positions. He was general counselor to Governor Bush. Alberto Gonzalez served as Secretary of State. He was appointed by Bush to serve on the Texas Supreme Court. Why did Bush turn to Gonzalez time and time again? What was it that he saw in him?
You know, to be honest, a lot of people have said that it was for political reasons. In the 1980s and 1990s, the Republican Party needed to do more, especially in Texas, to court the Latino vote. And you had this sort of bright rising star in Texas, Alberto Gonzalez, and they courted him. They sought him out, and Bush made sure that he was appointed to all these key positions.
The book is subtitled The Rise to Power. Now, beyond Alberto Gonzalez's current title and his perch within the Bush cabinet, is he truly a powerful personality?
Well, as a personality, no. He's very muted and placid in a sense. I think, though, some people have said, you know, he seems to be an interesting figure but not influential. And I think it all depends on how you define influential. A few months into the administration, of course, the tragedy of 9/11, Gonzalez finds himself at the very, very center of that room in the dialogue, talking about how to prosecute the war on terror. I think there's been a mistake in some ways among Gonzalez observers to confuse his somewhat muted personality and suggest that that doesn't mean he's influential. He's highly influential.
We now know that on many of these controversial subjects, from the expanse of presidential powers to the use of torture to military tribunals, that there was a robust discussion about many of these measures. Based on what you know of Alberto Gonzalez and his leadership style, does that suggest that he actually presided over those discussions and those debates? Did he actively participate?
He actively participated, and if you want to be pejorative and critical, you'd perhaps say that he was an enabler. But what he brought to the table was a fierce loyalty to his client, and he brought to the table a fierce willingness to find, and he would claim within the letter of the law, the loopholes, the legal provisions that would allow the president to expand his authority, and again, as you said, in increasingly controversial ways.
Fierce loyalty. He's a good friend of the president. He's also an attorney. Were you able to find examples in his past or within his current position as attorney general where he actually played the role of counselor, where he gave the president advice that perhaps contradicted the president's policy or told the president something that he didn't want to hear?
You know, there's very few examples of that, and not many moments where Alberto Gonzalez marched into either then Governor Bush's office or, frankly, now President Bush's office and said, I am going to completely, recommend that we sail in a different direction. It just wasn't there.
Alberto Gonzalez faces quite a bit of pressure right now. Bill, has he ever faced this kind of heat before?
No, he's never faced a challenge like this in his life. And for someone with a personality as his, someone is extremely reticent, extremely guarded, extremely loyal. It's got to be really hitting him very hard.
Bill Minutaglio, thanks so much for talking to us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Bill Minutaglio is the author of The President's Counselor, The Rise to Power of Alberto Gonzalez.